Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Basketball is entering the final month of the regular season, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Turning $1 into $100 is simple. You pick any basketball team to win their next game, and if during that game the team that you're choosing hits a three, you bring home $100 in free bets, and that team doesn't even have to win. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free bets if the team of your choosing hits a three. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. That means it's time to ask Ross. I'm Jim Galante, along with the aforementioned Ross Tucker. This is where we take your questions for Ross, and then the best question wins the coveted KSN polo shirt. If you want to submit a question to Ross, it's really easy. Just download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see the Ask Ross button, or you could email us at info@ksnsports.net. Ross, are you ready for the questions?
Always.
All right, let's do it. Let's start with David from Lancaster, who says, Jason Owe lit up Pro Day as expected. Do you think Penn State fully utilized his athletic gifts?
Yeah, I think they did. Now, he didn't play the last couple games.
Correct.
And I don't know if we ever really got an answer as to what happened there. But, yeah, he was a little bit raw as a pass rusher, but they had him rush all the time. The year before, they had Gross Matos and Shaka Toney, so he was in the rotation, but it was his first year really playing, and he was in the rotation, but those two guys were more accomplished players, but he made some plays. And then this past year, I think he was more disruptive, Jim, than he gets credit for. I know he didn't have the sack, and that's the number everybody's always looking at, and I get it, rightfully so, but he was in the backfield a lot. I mean, he caused havoc a lot. He was back there. I thought he had a better year than people suggest.
I think he did, too. The fact is he missed a couple games, so it was almost more like a half season. And sacks, it's one of those statistics that things have to go right for you to do it. I'd be interested to see how he graded out in these games. I will mention, in watching tapes of one of the games just recently, a couple weeks ago, I kind of focused on him a little bit, Ross. There was a play where he went, it seemed like the entire width of the field to make a play, and it was that 4-3 speed was the difference. So
yeah, you know what? The one point I will make, Jim, is if you're a Penn State fan, it's got to be, and everybody listening is.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, if you're not a Penn State fan and you're listening, do you just like my voice that much, or do you have that much time on your hands? Like, come on.
Maybe it's our families, Ross.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, except my family's a Penn State fan, so that wouldn't work. But it's got to be frustrating that Alway probably will be a first-round pick. And he didn't really make that many plays at Penn State. You know, it's like you think you have a first-round pick, that guy was a difference-maker, game-changer for your program for multiple years. It just wasn't the case for Alway. And then even Micah Parsons, he had one good year, one great year. But even that, it's like he's going to be a top 15 pick probably. And that really went very quickly and didn't feel like, you know, we got as much out of that relationship as we would have liked. So it's going to be kind of bittersweet for Penn State fans if Parsons and Owe both go in the first round.
You beat me to the punch with Micah, and unfortunately, Ross, that may it seems like the game is trending that way. It went from getting 4 years of a player, of a great player, to 3 years. Now it seems like we're going to get 2 years often. So let's go to another David. This David is from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. He says, hey, guys, we've seen a few former players return as coaches and advisors. If you could bring back one former player on each side of the ball as a coach, who would you select and why?
Well, so that's a little bit of a weird question because I think I would probably, on offense, I'd probably take Mike Munchak. You know, he's done such a good job at the he's done such a great job at the NFL level as an offensive line coach for so many different programs, so many different teams. You know, and that's not really necessarily a reflection on what Troutwine's done. It's just if you can get Munchak, who's considered one of the five best offensive line coaches in the world, probably, I think you'd have to do that. On defense, I'm trying to think who are the defensive guys that are coaches. I want someone that's actually a coach as opposed to someone that they're suggesting just because of how he did as a former player.
Well, I was going to
Go
ahead.
On defense, yes. I would want Sean Lee. Sean freaking Lee. I love that dude as a player. Love him as a person. Was so impressed with him during his time at Penn State. So impressed with him during his time in the NFL. It would be Sean Lee to be linebacker coach to start, and shortly thereafter, he would be promoted to D coordinator, kind of like Jimmy Leonard with Wisconsin Badgers.
Good comparison. Would Paul Posluszny kind of fall into that mode also?
I think you could say that with Puz too. Now, I think Lee is a more cerebral player and has more of the coaching vibe. Posluszny, I would love to know what Posluszny's doing now. Posluszny should just like allow his jaw to be used for cartoon characters, his jaw and his neck. I wish I looked like Posluszny, dude. That guy looked right out of Central Casting. Amazing.
He really did. All right. Speaking of former players coaching, here's a question from your buddy Ross the Riz from Princeton, who says, what are your thoughts on Hackenberg becoming an OC at the high school level?
Good for him. You know, good for him. I think he's realizing that the playing career didn't really happen for him. I'm sure that's quite jarring. Right? I mean, you're talking about a guy, Jim, that was the number one rated quarterback in the country. He was a five-star. He goes to Penn State, has a tremendous freshman year. People are talking about him as an eventual number one overall pick. He ends up having two down years, slips to the second round. But still, you think, okay, second round, yikes. You know, the good news is, Jim, he got a few million dollars to play football, you know, as a second round pick. And a lot of people can't say that, you know, it's not like he shouldn't have to worry about paying rent this week. Okay. With him getting a couple million dollars. I don't know exactly how much it is. I can look it up, but he got a couple million bucks to play football. That's the good news. The bad news is obviously I know he was hoping for so much more.
Yeah, he certainly was. But I tell you what, being a five-star recruit coming out of high school, especially at the quarterback position, doesn't guarantee you anything. There's been a lot of guys with that kind of ranking who they didn't even make it at the collegiate level. Let's go to a next question, Ross. And I actually found this one from our stack of old questions, but I've always been intrigued by it and always wanted to ask you this one. This is PJ from San Diego. He says, hey, guys, really love the show. Listen every chance I get. Great way to stay informed while living outside Pennsylvania. When I hear about how big these offensive line recruits are, it just blows me away. I remember the Redskin Hogs from the 80s, and by today's standards, they're tiny. My question is, how do you think the Hogs would do if they were playing now? And how much bigger do you think these offensive linemen will get? In 25 years, will we be saying the 2020 linemen were small?
So, good questions. By the way, Christian Hackenberg made just under $2.8 million for 3 years of football, 2016, 2017, 2018, just under $2.8 million, which it's probably about what I made, Jim, to actually play for 7 years, you know, making the minimum as an undrafted guy. So let's put it this way. Well, I'll just leave it at that. As for the size of the guys, certainly a lot bigger than they were in the 80s, but you're now talking 40 years later, Jim, right? I mean, it's a big difference. It's evolved over time. What I think is interesting is it's most noticeable at the high school level, a little bit less so at the college level, and even less so, I would say, at the NFL level. In other words, guys are bigger than they were 40 years ago at every level, but it's most noticeable at the high school level. I mean, high school level, you have a lot of linemen that are 300 pounds. A lot of guys are 6'4", 285. That used to be such a rarity. You always kind of had big guys in college. I mean, they're a little bit bigger and heavier than they were in the 80s, but not like a ton. And then the NFL, the least amount. You know, those guys were 260 to 280, and now they're 300 to 320. So what's interesting is the high school kids are much bigger, but it hasn't necessarily, you know, made it so that the NFL, I mean, there's a lot of NFL guys that are still 300, 305 playing well. That hasn't changed for years.
I wonder how much of this is the strength and training has worked its way down from what was NFL caliber, then went to college, now at the high school level. I'll tell you a quick story, and only our really old listeners will remember this. 1971, Ross, I think it was, called the Game of the Century. Number one, Nebraska versus number two, Oklahoma. And it was on one of those old classic shows. I watched it recently, and the color announcer was mentioned the defensive lineman, the All-American, the giant, who weighs in, Ross, at amazing 280 pounds. There was your giant back in the day. All right, Ross, that is it for quarter number three. And Ask Ross, stay tuned. Quarter number four, Andy comes back, and we'll name our winner. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving you a chance to turn $1 into $100 in free bets. Pick any basketball team to win their next game, and if during that game the team of your choosing hits a three, you bring home $100 in free bets. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.